Hare Krishna. Today is Lord Varahadeva's appearance day. We're also moving on today from Goa to Calcutta, and then tomorrow we'll be going from Calcutta by train to Sridharmayapur. Because time is short, let me just share a few thoughts on the appearance day of Lord Varaha. As I was meditating on it this morning, Lord Varaha appeared, and when he did so, he raised the earth out of a very unfortunate situation. The earth had been exploited, its static balance disturbed, therefore it fell out of its orbit and into the Garbhodaka ocean. The exploitation or abuse of the earth, therefore, was not tolerated by the Lord. We're in a very similar situation where people are exploiting all the resources of the earth, and they're trying to do it now, the latest fad, in a sustainable way. But exploitation is not sustainable. And ultimately, the Lord will not tolerate it. In the same way that Srila Prabhupada said on a morning walk once, that material nature will not tolerate the continual exploitation of its resources by man. And so some type of reaction has to take place, whether it's direct, the appearance of the Lord, that's not scheduled, so that seems highly unlikely, but that man can expect that they can just go on and on in a way that Hiranyaksha was just robbing the earth of its gold and thinking that you can just do it to no end and do it without any consequence. No, there is consequence. There will be consequence. There is consequence, even at the present time. And the other point to meditate on is how Lord Varaha appeared. He appeared out of the nose of Lord Brahma. All the sages prayed for the Lord, and the Lord appeared. And when he appeared, he was very tiny. He was just so minuscule in size, and one could think, well, what can this little tiny boar do? But very quickly he grew to a size that was capable of easily destroying, killing Hiranyaksha. So as in the case of the Pandavas, who were outnumbered by the Kauravas, those who are on the side of the Lord, they can always be assured, yatra yogatvara krishno, yatra partha dhanudra, they can always be assured of victory. They may be in the minority, but nonetheless, we should stick by the principles of Krishna consciousness, the principles of justice, the principles of humanity, all of those guidelines that have been given, both transcendental and earthly, to us. In order to live in this world and use the resources of the world for what they've been given to us for, to live comfortably with the basic necessities of life, our quota, as Ishopanishad said, and then go back home, back to Godhead, to cultivate our spiritual qualities to the perfectional stage, and make that step back into the transcendental realm where there are unlimited resources. And yet still, people do not exploit them. So some thoughts for today. And of course, tomorrow is Nityananda Trayodasi, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And we'll be celebrating that in Calcutta, and then sending a podcast from there. Hare Krishna.